be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave wedding feasts for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. The second time, he sent another servant, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I've prepared my banquet. The calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away. One to his farm, another to his business. The rest lay hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned the city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw men, their lot dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Last night I came back from Indonesia, Banato. Last week we have a 4 days meeting, a kind of international meeting we call the Global Christian Forum, the second time. It's a breakthrough among the Christians especially. About 400 people attending, only 20 Catholics, but 5 were bishops. And why I say it's a breakthrough, because in the past, the World Council of Churches, those people attending, those are mainstream Protestants, like the Baptists, Lutheran, Reformists, but not the Pentecostal leader, the evangelical. And this time, they come together. So I say it's a big fruit. Well, of course, it's a long road to walk. But let us pray this meeting be continued in different regions. So that one day, more and more, the disciples of Christ, that all may be one, be really one. You know, among Christians, still more difficult. Sometimes I'm really appreciate I'm a Catholic. We have differences, but we at least one sacrament of the Eucharist, one hope, by one Pope, one authority. They have too many authorities and too difficult to come to agree on one single point. It's really, really difficult. So at times of course I'm not comparing. There's no way of comparing all these things. Maybe God allowing all this happen. First of all, make us appreciate what we have. So pray that Christian unity be only realized on earth, if not in the next world. Someone might ask for this parable. The man has a wedding gown,